Introduction. A quote by Maya Angelou. There is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside you. I am standing in front of 100 women in a conference room in Ulaanbaatar, the capital of Mongolia, and I am not in good shape. I am jet-lagged after 30-some hours of traveling. My brain is full of wool stuffing. My eyes are squinting, trying to peer through it. I'm wearing black suede loafers, black slacks, and a burgundy blouse, but my clothes are not lending me any confidence today. I have taught in other countries through translators before, but I've never taught a writing seminar through a translator. And I know that everything I say to these women will be utterly new. This is an oral culture, not a literary culture. Here, they believe that only important people write stories and books. I am nervous. The women sit at desks with notebooks in front of them. I've met a few of them already at another seminar the night before. Udma, Badma, Becca, Batsasig, Irka. They range in age from 19 to 75, all with silken black hair, dark eyes, and busy, difficult lives. Some have driven in from the countryside, hours away. Some have come on early morning buses. Some have braved the city traffic, a snarl of vehicles so dense that you're only allowed to drive certain days. These women are sheep herders, pastors' wives, doctors, university students, mothers, tour guides, accountants. One woman is a professional driver for the government. Some of them were once nomads and just moved to the city. A few of their husbands once lived in the underground sewers, alcoholics trying to survive the Mongolian winters next to the warm water pipes under the city. And some of these women are pastors. One of them has started two churches, one in a yurt outside the city, where I would go to preach that Sunday. They're enrolled in a two-year school of ministry. And today, they are here for a full day of instruction in writing and sharing their own stories. Because I am so tired, I am in overdrive. I speak with passion. I raise my hands in the air, halting every second or two for Chinzurig, the translator, to speak. I hold my position and my expression while my words are translated. I've come all this way, and I have so much to give them. The women sit with heads bent, taking detailed notes. I hardly see their faces. Suddenly, the director of the School of Ministry, who is sitting against the wall, jumps to her feet and interrupts me mid-sentence. "Leslie, could you stop a minute?" I startle. I've been interrupted before, even heckled, in Hollywood while receiving an obscure award and giving thanks to God. But not like this. I look at her askance, mentally putting my hands on my hips, but trying to look unfazed, professional. Janice smiles sweetly at me. "I'm sensing that the women here don't feel worthy to tell their stories. They don't feel like their stories matter. What can you say about that?" I already spoke to this. Didn't Janice hear me? I turn impatiently and watch the women as Chinzurig speaks her words in Mongolian. They are looking at me with wide eyes, as if someone has just spilled their deepest secret, and they wonder what I will do with it. I see it then. I see the doubt. I see the glaze over their eyes and their hands resting now from too many notes, too much information. I see them watching me as a white American woman.